So in the days of Jesus, the Jewish community believed that there were three realms. A realm of heaven, which is God's. A realm of the earth, which is where we live. And then a realm under the earth, where the dead live. And those realms did not mix in their theology. And so then we have this Gospel of St. Luke. And we have the first real invitation to that they were all in expectation of the Messiah. They were all in expectation of the Christ. So in some ways, that's really our position here in the Mass. We are in expectation of the Anointed One, the Christ, the Savior, the Messiah. And we're in expectation that he's going to be present, one, with us as a community of faith, but two, on this altar, and three, for us very personally in Holy Communion. In their search for the Messiah, they looked to many, and obviously in the Gospel they were looking to John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist as a Messiah. But he told them very clearly, I am not he. One who is coming after me, who I am not worthy to even fix his sandals. But he will baptize you with the Spirit of God and fire. And fire. Now for us, as a people of baptism, we honor this day especially because we have been brought to this baptism font, or one like it, in a church near us. And we have been given to the Lord. As the water was poured on us, as our parents, godparents, our friends, our neighbors, whoever was there, watched, it was a moment of the Gospel. And you notice in the Gospel, remember there's three realms. The first thing the Gospel says is that the heavens were opened. So the realm of God was all of a sudden opened to earth. And that's what happens to us in baptism. The realm of God is open to us. And the Spirit of God descended upon Jesus in the Gospel, we heard, in the form of a dove. It was evidently either a visual or a vision or a moment of the heavens opening. And you have to pause right there. We have been baptized with that Spirit. All of us. We have received the Spirit of God. The heavens have opened for every single one of us. Put it in our Catholic terms, the grace of God has been poured forth to us. The grace of God in baptism. Then we also hear in the Gospel, which is the other piece of this, which is really quite profound, God the Father saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. It's a wow moment, because it's the same words spoken about us when we were baptized. This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Wow, that's each and every one of us, baptized in the love of God. Baptized in the love of Jesus Christ. And we celebrate the baptism of the Lord today, but in a real way we celebrate our baptism. In a moment we'll have a chance to renew our baptism promises that were either made for us, or if we were baptized as adults, as adults. That's not the end of the journey, and we all know that. The baptism echoes in our lives all the way through. But where is God in the midst of all of that? Where is God? remember talking to some friends of mine that we'll call them Mama Margie. She's the grandmother. And we'll call the daughter Sharon. And Sharon had married a man named Rob, we'll call him, not the real names. And after about 7 years of marriage, they ended up having some difficult moments, really difficult moments. And Marge realized that Sharon was struggling, and so she, as mamas do, grandmamas do, she said, if I pay for the babysitter, would you like to go out shopping? And guess what she said? Sure, sure, wonderful. So they were shopping for a while, and then they went to a little coffee shop. And Marge confessed to Sharon, saying, I had a special reason for doing this, because I could tell something was going on between you and Rob, and y'all were beginning to struggle. So I'd like to give you the guidelines of marriage. So she shared with her what she had learned in her own life. She said, number one, never keep score. And if you're keeping score, throw the scorebook away. Throw the scorebook away. So the second thing is, always have time for your children. Do your best to tell them. Don't ever tell them, no, I don't have time for you. And she said, the third is never let 24 hours go in which you do not bring your family to God in prayer. And Sharon said to Marge, Marge, why didn't you tell me this at the very beginning? And Marge simply said, because, honey, you weren't ready to hear it yet. Now that story in many ways mirrors our relationship with God. Whether we're single, widow, divorced, married, religious, whatever it is, little, big, either way. Because our baptism continues to flow in our lives. God's grace continues to be given to us because the heavens have been opened. God has spoken to each and every one of us saying, you are my son and daughter, and I love you. But like Sharon, sometimes you're not ready to hear what I've been telling you. And he invites us to open our hearts. So whatever is going on in our lives right now, the Lord is there. His grace is there. His blessing is there. And with the grace of baptism, we live with him together, hand in hand, arm in arm. It's why he died on the cross for us. It's why he rose from the dead, because in the end, that's the gift of baptism. We are heirs of heaven. The victory has already been won. Even if we feel desperate or close to despair, God has won the victory. Wow. So as we do our baptism promises, let's also open our hearts to the grace of God, that as heaven is open to us, we may receive his grace in the manner that we need.